views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week with Angels and Answers. And you are with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo that we are.
Ta-da! Hi, everyone. Great to be back.
You know, Charity and I, we went to, went to Salem, Massachusetts. Went to Boston first, had a great time there. Then we went to Salem on Halloween. And it's like every other person was a superhero.
I love it.
Every other person was a superhero. They were wearing these outfits that had muscles. Like, they no longer have to go to the gym. They could just buy a set of muscles.
That's an excellent idea. And so, for you girls who have no butts.
Yeah, you want a boob job, you want whatever. Just wear shirts with a set of jugs on them.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Exactly. So it was a lot of fun. And, you know, like I was telling you before, you know, it was great. We didn't even have to – we did a lot of walking around. There's no doubt about it. There was a lot of walking around. But
– what did you see in Boston?
We could have just stayed there, like meaning just standing in one place, which we did for a little bit. And there were thousands of people walking back and forth with their outfits.
That is so neat.
And there was little kids in their outfits, and they had little doggies in their outfits. And so some people went all out.
That's so nice.
Was so much fun. And they had outdoor music, and that was a lot of fun. And
I love when people get into the spirit.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It is. And since nobody's in the office today, I have a secret to share with you.
With the whole audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, out there.
Here we go.
This year for the children, I am having professional decorators come and do the whole outside.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's very special because we haven't decorated the house in 5 years since Michael passed away, my son.
Wow.
So I'm having professional people come in. And I have a tree-lined driveway with big oaks. I'm having each one of them with all white lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this like a landscaping company or is this a company that...
No. Specifically decorates for Christmas.
Wow.
And then they come and take it down.
Wow. So, now, is it their stuff or is it your stuff?
Well, I have to buy the stuff.
Okay.
But he's going to tell me what he feels is going to be very festive and very cool and very nice to the children.
Wow.
And we're going to do this very secretly until one day they come home from school and they see the inevitable. And then that night we'll turn everything on for them.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's going to cost about $4,000. But
wow. Is there music to it?
Yeah. I'm going to have music. Yes.
Wow.
I can have anything
wow,
I want.
Wow. That's really exciting. It's really cool when people have the music going at the same time.
It is.
And with the lights are like going in and out according to
I
the music
love
and
that.
Stuff like that. That is too cool.
And this is the first year, folks, that I didn't have to drag myself into the holiday season, like to drag myself to go get a tree, just to go through the motion.
Right.
I feel this is the first year that
where
I'm doing
it
with enthusiasm and with love, because I'm looking at my son's death in a different way, that I'm doing these beautiful readings for people. I'm connecting with their beautiful loved ones in spirit in his honor. So I feel like I'm honoring him every single day. And my son loved Christmas. So I'm going to honor him by honoring his children.
You know what? That reminds me, when people feel really down and out, because their loved ones, you know, obviously and understandably, where they feel down now, it's hard for them to get in the spirit. It's hard for them to go out and have a good time. And a lot of times people feel guilty when they're out having a good time.
That's
when
true.
Their loved one has passed, whether it be a child or, you know, a personal, you know, your mate.
Way. Yeah.
So what
I absolutely felt that
so
way.
So what I have come across in my readings, because, you know, our deceased loved ones are alive as much
yes.
as you and I.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just not in the physical body. So what I got consistently to tell everybody, they said, don't just sit there. I feel sad when you feel sad. When you're going out there celebrating, when you're out there laughing, I'm celebrating with you. I'm laughing with you.
That's right.
I love when you're doing that. And do it to represent us or yes. represent me. Don't just sit there and sulk in the corner,
right.
but just do it as, you know, like go out and have a good time. And I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
You're so
just
right.
Because, and that was the answer that I got from people, you know, for people who have lost, you know, people who are very dear to them. And I said, wow, what a beautiful answer that is.
And it is. But the thing was, and I got many, many responses from spirit that way, but I never took it for myself. I always thought that it was for everybody else, but not for me. And that was just my own. That was my own stupidity. That was my own mind. You know, I always heard my son saying, please, Mom, stop, please. I was at a point where I was sitting there one day and I was crying my eyes out and I'm saying to myself, I can't go on another minute in this hideous physical and mental pain. I couldn't go on another minute and I don't want to go on. And all of a sudden I hear, Mom, please stop crying. I love you. I'm right here with you. Now, when somebody's in that state of mind, the last thing they're thinking about is trying to console themselves.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it was so him. And he was telling me, please don't do this to me anymore. Please don't make me feel badly like this. And he literally felt so bad that I was in such heavy grief that it kind of opened my eyes. And I said, what the heck am I doing?
And it's funny. And there he is in heaven.
Yeah.
In a very good place.
Yeah.
Now, how can I have a good time while
she's down there?
When she's down there suffering or wallowing?
Yeah.
And it's like, here I am sitting in Hawaii plus 10 times.
Right.
And I can't even enjoy myself because I got a mother who's grieving and who's calling me. And it's like, I can't even catch a good tan anymore.
It's the truth. And I put it like, that way. So, and you know what? It's so true. And you helped me so much.
Oh, thank you.
No. It's not to be thanked. It's the truth. You helped me. Because when Artie talks to me, he's another medium. He gets it. He sees what I see. He understands what I understand. It's not like the common everyday people. And thank God a billion times, a trillion times over, he's never had to experience this type of grief. He understood and he pulled my son through. And you know what? Sometimes when we're sitting here in front of our microphones, and all of a sudden, he'll do something that my son did 1,000 times. And I slap him, just like I did to my son 1,000 times. Or I tell him, shut up, what are you saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, or if she's or if Sky is getting too emotional or too sad or too weepy, and then all of a sudden, I'll do something stupid to break her out of that emotion.
And it's my
And not purposely, it's just like I'm just looking at her, and I feel like I have to mimic her son, because it's like, you know, he's making farting sounds with
right.
his armpits.
He never knew that.
And
he
yeah.
never even met Michael.
And, you know, and so it's like he would be just doing silly things.
Invert the alphabet.
Yeah. And just
what a proud mother I was.
There you go. Yeah, where's his graduation gift certificate, his graduation certificate?
Right. My son used to burp the alphabet, folks. I just want you to know. He was very talented.
I know. There was people – I heard people – that's annoying to hear people talk in their burp.
I know.
Personally, for myself. I know there are people
yeah,
who
but
do
you
it
were
just
doing
for the
it.
Of it.
You were doing it no. to cheer me up.
Oh, yeah. No, I did it.
Right? I know.
Just, right.
But see, that was my son. And that goes to show you that – Artie as Artie would have never done something like this because this is annoying to him.
I don't know of this. And, you know, so like I said, so it's very good. There was something hysterical that somebody said. It just dawned on me. I'm going to say something, and this isn't what I was thinking of at the time, But I'm still going to say it because there was something else that there was a spirit pulling through, and they were very, very funny about it. And, you know, one of it was, and this isn't the one I'm thinking of, but this is just one of the same circumstances. You'll understand in a moment. When I was connecting to this lady's husband, you know, he had a very funny personality. And he said to her, "Honey, you know, it's killing me not to be with you." And this lady's father or mother said something very funny to the same effect about, it's almost like, I'm dying to see you again. I can't wait to see you again. You know, it was just something very clever from the spiritual world. And, you know, you think that, you know, when you're talking with Sky and I, or when you're talking, excuse me for saying this, to the dead, even though they're not dead, but just for argument's sake, that it would be much more, "Oh, I'm sorry," or solemn. And it's totally opposite of that. That's and it true. Was like joking and, or celebrating or laughing. And,
yes.
And it's good knowing that they're in a good place, or that, you know, people don't have to remain single for the rest of their life because their loved one has passed away.
Right.
So, and it takes time to heal. It definitely takes time to heal when you're, when you lose somebody, and, you know, it takes time for you to mourn and to heal and to go through that process.
Until
you're allowing yourself to, you know, be with somebody else or start to feel comfortable. And it doesn't have to be a sexual thing right away. You could just start it off, you know, by just being platonic rather than being sexual. And right now, Sky and I, we got to go to a break, and we're going to start talking about kids and raising kids and the comparison from today's standards to yesteryear's standards. It's so different. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ. You see this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I...
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And I just want to say, you know, last weekend, my wife Charity and I had the pleasure of staying at the Winnipeg Inn in Westerly, Rhode Island. And the family there is just so gracious and such wonderful people. When I say it's a family operated, run business, and you could really feel the love and feel this the sincerity of this hotel. It's not just a hotel, but I mean, it's a really, really quaint energy place, and I sincerely mean that. And the people are great, and the atmosphere is great. And you know, I was talking with Antonio, the father, and you know, he was telling me how, you know, because they have beautiful stone walls there that were put up by American natives that lived down the block from them.
Yeah.
And he said there used to be a lot of people who had this talent for, you know, working with stone and carving stone and building stone walls. And it really is, it's a specific talent. And he says a lot of this type of trade is being lost because, you know, these people who work very, very hard and, you know, working with their hands and stuff, instead, it's like we don't want our kids to have to bust their ass and work as hard as we did. And so what we did was we, you know, we would send our kids to college or we would give them the best. And it's unfortunate that, you know, the work ethics of the generations from before who had, you know, great work ethics as far as working hard and to have such talents with certain trades. And it really is. It's sad that there's a lot of people who don't have this kind, you know, the same amount of people, I should say, who don't have this kind of a talent to be able to work with nature or to work with, like I said, stonework. And it's all because, you know, we don't, you know, we were kind of raised like we worked so hard, which was a great thing. You know, it built your character, it built your work ethics, made you self-sufficient. And what happened to a good part of America is that, you know, we try to work so hard so our kids don't have to suffer as much. And yet it's really not all what it's cracked up to be. I mean, yes, it's great. We want to work hard to put our kids through school or so that, you know, they could have a better life than we had or whatever. But at the same token, it's like sometimes we give our kids too much and they become, we enable them rather than making them more responsible to earn their own money or to earn their own keep. And then they become lazy and then they become complacent and then they become unappreciative. And, you know, it's a real shame that, you know, kids of today aren't as
self-reliant,
aren't as personable. It's like a lot of their work ethics. And it really did. It made me sad when I thought about how, there were so many people who had such incredible talent, you know, to work with such special craft, with artwork, with nature, or with, say, blown glass or whatever. And a lot of these traits are no longer there. And another bad thing is that, you know, back in the day, parents used to, and I know my parents are guilty of this, they used to speak Yiddish. They used to speak in a different language when they didn't want us to know what they were talking about, rather than teaching us the culture and teaching us the language.
That's
so
sad.
It could go on and on and on and on. And a lot of people would do this. Yeah. And then, when it came time to wanting to try to include the kids in certain things or include certain people in certain things, we didn't understand the language. So therefore, a lot of flavor of jokes or flavor of stories were lost, because when you translate it into English or into a different language,
right,
it doesn't hold
the content. Different.
It's just the flavor isn't the same.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up on the reservation, my grandparents who raised me absolutely spoke Lakota. So I got that. And it was good for me, because that was the only thing coming into the white world that I actually hung on to with dear life.
So you could still speak it?
Yes,
so that you
I can.
Still remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll ask you what your name is. You want me to ask you?
Yeah.
Dakuni Chiapi. Okay. See, now if I was a man, I would say Dakuni Chiapi Yellow. But since I'm a woman, it's Dakuni Chiapi. And that's like the feminine gender and the male gender. But,
and the Brooklyn version of that is,
right.
Hey, yo, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, yo, what's your name? Hey, where you going? Get over here. Tell me your name.
That's so true. But how many times in your life did you get a free ride from your parents? I know that my adoptive parents were the most amazing people in the universe, and I was so blessed to have them, because I felt as though they were my real parents. But there was no free ride. I mean, they instilled in us the ability to take care of ourselves, get out there and go to work, get out there and get a good education, go out there and get yourself organized and see what the real world is about. These days, they don't do that.
It's amazing that people today, they lost all their work ethics, and it really stinks. It really stinks how people are just not the same with their work ethics. And when my parents gave me whatever it is they gave me, I looked at it like that was the holiday.
Right.
That was like the holiday. And it's like, it was a big thing. Like when I got new clothes or when they bought me a bike, or when they did something special for me, it was special. It wasn't like, you know, today's with kids, it's like, you know, throwing them a brand new life-size TV that's the size of a billboard, or getting them, you know, certain sport equipment, or it's like so expected. And whereas back then, it's like it was a huge big deal to get anything. And you know, and my parents raised me that, you know, I had to like do yard work, I had to clean the house, I had to do stuff to earn whatever extra money that I wanted, you know, for candy and for BS stuff like that. And you know, and then I ended up at 11 years old, I got myself a paper route, and I'll never forget when I used to go around from house to house, like I was trick or treating, and I was living newspaper. When it came time to collecting the money, and I remember coming home one day, and I had all the change, and I think the whole thing equaled up to maybe $20 a week. All right. I was excited about making $20 a week from working every single day, waking up early in the morning, delivering the Star Ledger Sunday paper or the weekday papers. And I took my hands in the money and I threw it up in the air. I said, wow, I get to do this every single week. And it was a big thing. And so when I made my $15 to $20 a week, I was like really, really appreciative. And of course, you know, most of my money, just about all my money came from tips. So it was great. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. Again, growing up, I worked at a gas station. I worked as a busboy at different restaurants. I worked at a flower shop, helping around in the back part of a very busy flower shop, cleaning up and stuff like that all the time, grooming flowers. I used to cut lawns. I used to shovel snow. I couldn't wait for the snow because to me, every flake represented a dollar. And it was so much fun that I made my own money. And with my own money at the age of 17, I literally saved up enough money from delivering newspapers, which I delivered for 5 years. I saved up enough money to buy my first car, and it was a green AMC Hornet. And it was great. I loved it. It was a hatchback. And, I used to get mocked sometimes because of the color of the car. But because I earned it and I loved it, I loved that car. And so.
And you know something? When you earn something with your own money, it has such value.
Has such value to it compared to kids or everybody just giving it, you know? And it's great when you give somebody a gift. But when a gift is given on a regular basis without having to work for it or try for it or whatever, it's totally expected. And, I was speaking with somebody today during a reading, and because her mother gave so much to her family that when she passed away, the lady who I was reading, who was the daughter, she took on the brunt of the mother trying to make up for everybody else's loss financially and needs with the brother and with other people, and somebody else had a disability of some sort. But the brother doesn't have a disability, right? And he's the younger brother, but yet she was still giving to him on the off season during the wintertime. I don't know what he does, but he does something that has to do with when the weather's not good, that I don't know if it's landscaping or something else, that he's not working. So she felt it within herself to take on her mother's role as far as providing.
Totally wrong, and
it's totally wrong, and it's like, you know, like I said, our values kind of got a little screwed up. And right now, we want you to stick around. And if anybody wants to give Sky and I a call during our time on air, give us a call at 800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to do a free little mini reading for you. So stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
I'd like to thank George Harrison for coming back from the dead.
And thank you for that beautiful song
that he just, sung for us.
Yes.
I can't thank him enough. And one day I will. Just not now.
Right. Many years from now.
George, I can't thank you enough for all those beautiful songs that you helped create with the Beatles. And
I tell you, they were like the breaking point in the United States for music.
Oh my God. When I tell you, I thank God every day in my heart, when I hear, let me be honest, not every day, but every time I hear the Beatles song,
right.
I thank God for this group for their beautiful music. And their music, what makes it so beautiful is like their music
changed.
They changed the whole culture, and they have such different varieties of music
that
means so much. Right.
They never stood still.
And, you know, when you listen to Bruce Springsteen, he's the same. You know, he has lots of wonderful music. Don't get me wrong, I'm a Bruce Springsteen fan, but his songs and his style is very consistently the same. And the same with most bands, they're very consistently that same style, but the Beatles offer such variation, and so many groups, countless groups, have done so many of their own renditions off the Beatles. And oh my God, I mean, talk about God's gift. I mean, if I was to see Paul McCartney, meet him in person, he literally is, I would say, you are one of God's gifts to the world. We're all God's gifts, yada, yada, yada. But I mean, seriously, you know, him, Michael Jackson, yeah. Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
I mean, these are major, major icons that are such a blessing. And oh my God, when I tell you, could feel the passion within my voice and how I feel. I really mean this. What a beautiful, beautiful blessing, you know, to have such songs like this, songwriters.
On Saturday, I was in the car going to this meeting, and I just happened to put on YouTube on my phone, and I looked up the Beatles. I wanted to listen to some Beatle music. And on there, I found interviews with John Lennon. I'm sorry, interviews with Paul McCartney, with George and Ringo, maybe days after he was shot and killed.
Really?
And there was Paul literally bawling his eyes out. So it wasn't only a partnership of beautiful music and different thoughts and composures, and it was friends, it was family, and they all took it so badly.
Oh yeah, all of America took it badly. I get excited when I listen to them talk.
Yeah,
you know, because of that English flair that they have and their sense of humor.
Yeah,
and it's so cool.
It is.
And you want to know something? It's really interesting. I met this girl during one of my last couple of parties.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and you know, you and I, we saw the movie Bedazzle, and Elizabeth Hurley was in there. Well, this girl's name was Michelle Hurley, and she was just as beautiful as Elizabeth. Not quite at Elizabeth level, but she was still, you know, pretty hotsy-totsy. And so it's funny, because when I was describing somebody in her life, all of a sudden I broke out. I said, he has an accent. And then I broke out into a little bit of an English accent.
Yes.
And she goes, oh my God, he's English. And I said, and I mentioned something. He's still, even as an adult, he plays outdoor sports with his friends, or and I said, I think
rugby?
It's soccer. I thought it was rugby or soccer and stuff. He says he's a professional soccer player in England.
Wow.
And she goes, you are blowing me out of the water. And then I mentioned something about, I said, oh, and the guy who I see you being with, I said, you're like taking target practice and you're shooting at like mallards, like ducks. And she goes, I can't believe you. Her eyes are this big. She goes, that was the last thing that we did, was shooting when we were in England, and they were shooting at ducks and stuff like that. And she goes, oh my God, of course now she's having her own party. But
that's so cool.
It was just, it really was. It was so, so
that's
cool.
What we live for, blowing people away. Do you see those deer in the headlights?
Oh my God.
I live for the deer in the headlights. Yeah. I live for that.
And the thing is, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just describing these pictures and these images and stuff. And we have a lot of laughs, because, you know, you get all these different scenarios connected to these pictures and these images. And then everyone starts putting two to two together with all the messages we give them. And it's just so much fun.
It is.
It really is.
And you know what I like too? I like the ups and the downs that people go through. You know what I mean? And we feel them too. Like I cry along with them, you know, because on the solemn parts, you know, where the parents are telling their children how much they love them and that they're okay. And then you see the children weeping because, you know, they see my parents and I miss them. And then they come out with something hysterically funny that was from something in their youth. And then all of a sudden, from crying, everybody's hysterical laughing, you know? So the range of emotion goes from 0 to 1,000 within a half hour, within less, 10 minutes, a minute.
Yeah.
I love it.
The only time I think, like, maybe a handful of times, and, you know, with all the thousands and thousands of people that I've read, I could literally say only maybe five people that I allowed the emotions to get the best of me while I'm doing a reading. I was getting very
caught up. I was with
up.
You one time.
Yeah,
it was a very emotional reading, and it did. It came out in you. You could ask Spirit to block you from that, but I don't do that, because I feel that energy and I want to feel that energy, because once you do feel that energy, they come in even closer. They come in very strongly. and the messages you get.
Because you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable.
Yes.
So it makes it easier for us to read and to connect.
Yes.
When I do speakings, it's different when I do readings, but when I do speakings about certain topics that are just very close to heart with me, very, you know, close to me, I do get emotional. I've gotten emotional actually quite a few times while I speak because I'm so passionate about the Holy Spirit or about the love or about what people do for each other, or, you know, just to deliver the message. And, you know, for me, that's a little, I don't know why, and I'm just discovering this now in the moment. I don't know why I am, that I realized that I could get more emotional when I speak to a crowd, and I feel very comfortable speaking in front of a crowd, than I do when I just do one-on-one readings. For some reason, I feel like I have to keep myself together so that I could be the best person.
You know why?
Why?
Think of all the energy in the room.
Yeah, this is true. And right now we have to go to a break. Hey, listen, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be reading for a wonderful person from Michigan, so long as she chooses to hang on. So, and we're going to talk about some more good stuff. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I actually took...
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back, everybody. and you're with Artie and Sky. And oh, before we forget, if anybody wants to have a personal reading with Sky, as far as over the phone or in person, just give a call at 908-500-1474. And if you want to get a personal reading from myself, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And either one of us will be more than happy to do personal readings for you or to have a party, whatever you'd like.
Yes.
And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Detroit, Michigan. We have Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very good.
Very well.
What's going on, darling?
I would like to know if I should wait for this gentleman or move on.
If you should wait for this gentleman. How old? Let me ask you something. How old are you, Ash?
44.
44. All right. I'm just letting you know there's somebody that's very close to you who's going to be pregnant. And I'm hearing they're going to be preemie babies. All right. There's a preemie baby coming. And everything's going to be fine, but it's about a month early, all right, approximately a month early, give or take. And I'm getting a preemie baby, but everything is going to be fine. So,
you know what? Is this man married?
Not that I know of. He said he wasn't, but who knows?
You know something? I'm feeling very strongly that he is married. And whether he's not with the wife, or whether he is with the wife, I think that either he's in the middle of a divorce or he's just telling you that he's free. Now, if he was in the middle of a divorce, I don't feel that he would hold that back. So what are you waiting for? What is he telling you to wait for?
So that we could, I don't know, go out, do a couple things, I guess.
I would do my due diligence and find out if he's married, because I feel that. I feel he's married. I would have never gotten that feeling so strongly if he wasn't.
And okay. I agree with her.
Well, he owns a lot of businesses, so he always uses those as excuses.
Yeah, no, because trust me, if you accept him now under these circumstances, it's going to end up being like that more and more. And you're setting yourself up for more pain and sorrow. So, you know, we're not telling you things logically. We're explaining things to you from a very intuitive standpoint. And, you know, he's only going to be able to offer you, you know, emotionally only on a very limited amount. And even if by some freak of nature that you guys ended up being together as a solid couple, that you're always going to be standing and waiting for him based on his life. And you're going to be waiting for him through his life and through everything of what's going on. And I don't see really too much happiness coming out of this relationship.
No, I feel that he's got something to hide from you, sweetheart, because I don't care how many businesses he has. And I don't care how many hours a day he works. When you're in love with somebody, you make that
time. You make the time, right.
You become important enough to make time for. So there's
no. So is there someone else?
Huh?
So is there someone else for me soon?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, because Artie said he sees preemie twins coming.
Right.
I'm 44. I don't want to have babies.
That there is somebody coming for you. And it's probably going to be very within the next year. But you can't separate one from the other. I feel you have a problem doing that. You would have to absolutely break up with this person, go through the mourning period, if it's that strong, and just totally disconnect before you could jump into another relationship. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Do you literally mean babies?
I'm sorry?
Do you really mean that I'm having babies? I don't have any kids. I never thought I would have kids. Or is this like a relationship baby step?
Well, like I said, if it's not you, it's going to be somebody very, very close to you. But I clearly, clearly hear in my mind preemie babies.
I feel it's you.
And it could be. And, you know, I feel like you already know the person who you're going to end up being with, who's already been in your life. I don't feel like it's somebody from your past. It's somebody who you've already been with or somebody who you knew from your past that's going to end up coming into your life. And I do feel like it's going to happen sooner than later. And I do feel like it's going to be a physical relationship, you know, really right away.
Hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. I don't feel like it's like a slow type of thing. I feel like it's going to be like
a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's going to go by. It's going to come up very, very fast. When you guys like start dating, you guys are going to be like really into it physically right away.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a very loving, very passionate, like a sweep me off my feet kind of deal, like Artie says. And I think things are going to go real quick with marriage and stuff like that.
He's going to have a strong resemblance of either somebody who you already know or somebody very famous. But he has that look where he's very, very similar to, I'm pretty sure, to somebody very famous that you'll be able to connect to. And you know, it's interesting. One of the girls at the bank where I bank at, I always say, you are Pharrell's sister. You're his twin sister because she looks like Pharrell. This is the fellow who sings the song Happy. Uh-huh. And who's on the show The Voice. And there's a girl where I bank, and she looks just like him, only in female.
Wow.
And I always call her, hey, Pharrell's sister. There you go. So, but yeah, you're going to end up being with somebody who has a strong resemblance of somebody famous. But I'm just telling you, and Sky's telling you, don't hold on to this guy because you're only going to be left empty-handed.
Yes, I truly believe that, Tony. And you know what? I feel as though you don't feel good about yourself for some reason.
Well, just been waiting.
I feel like you're having, what do you call that? Low self-esteem.
And a lot of it has to do with this relationship. And that's what happens when people allow themselves to be in relationships where they're not getting love or attention from their partner in life, it makes them feel very low on themselves. And, you know, they're looking for love. They're looking for the attention. They're looking to have fun or support of some sort. And your partner is always elsewhere or not giving you the full attention while they're with you. And it makes people feel bad, you know, unless if you have a life for yourself. And some people are so busy with their life or their kids or whatever's going on, it's like they don't even have time to really, you know, worry about that. But then when you don't have all that other love going on in your life or things going on in your life, and you put all your eggs in one basket with one person, then it literally takes away your self-esteem.
Yeah. And I feel that you are a trusting person. And I feel that you do a lot of good things for other people. Like you're very intent on trying to do what you say. If you make a promise, you try to keep it. If you see somebody in need, you try to help.
Your integrity is much higher than this other guy who you're holding on to. And that's the part that really bothers you. And so like we're saying, don't.
And your intentions are good always. It might not always work out good for you, but your intentions are great.
But don't settle, okay? Right. And we're not just saying that to you. We're saying that to everyone else who's listening. Don't settle. If you feel like you're not getting what it is you're hoping to get out of the relationship, then, you know, you don't settle, you know, because it's going to suck the life out of you. And it was a pleasure sharing time with you because right now, unfortunately, we got to go to a commercial break.
Another one?
Yes. All right, everybody. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed
guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.